already.
Episode 114
of the Camways. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back to all of everybody's our fun. Listeners, all the people that listen. Welcome back, and all of our new listeners, which we know isn't happening.
How do you know?
No one's just tuning into this randomly.
Yeah, you never know. I'll be like, look, I'll give
Let
you
us know in the comments if you just tuned in. Let us know down there in the comments section on Instagram.
Yeah, let us know.
Or else Spotify.
Let us know how your form is as well.
Let us know how your form is.
Of this fine Tuesday.
What day is it?
Tuesday.
This doesn't go out. This is
it goes out on a Tuesday. Well, yeah.
Ah, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
This won't go out till
Tuesday.
Next week. But it'll still be a Tuesday.
It will.
Won't it? Will it?
Oh, Darren, stop it. Will you?
I'm only messing. We had a great wedding anniversary.
Yeah, very emotional, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just kept crying. Don't know why. I think I just can't believe it's been a whole year. It's been a whole year.
We didn't even do anything.
So, I know. Next year we will.
We weren't bothered. My mum gave us a few scratch cards.
Yeah.
One a fiver.
Oh, did you? I love the way you did all them scratch cards.
They're all mine anyway.
No, they're not all yours.
Yeah, but should we have got each other something?
Yeah, we didn't get each other a card.
I got you flowers.
I think we just parked it off just for now.
Yeah, a lot going on.
Yeah, trying to get Darren to cut his toenails now.
They stop saying that.
Bet you they'll rip.
I'll have them a while now.
Yeah.
Usually they'd be gone after about 6 months. Half days longer than that.
Shock.
I need new pair of runners. It's hard to find new runners these days.
It is, isn't it? Hard to just settle on a pair of runners.
There's not a great selection.
No.
I remember back in the day, you used to walk in, you'd see a pair and you're like, I'll have a bit of that. It doesn't feel like that now.
Doesn't it?
No. Do you find that, Leanne?
I wouldn't mind a bit new pair on us.
Might go and get a pair after this.
Yeah.
Will we?
Yeah.
No.
Last week we recorded a podcast and I was like, come on, we just fly into Blanche, right? So we went to Blanche and then we came home then. And I got a notification on my phone to say there was an AirPod following me from here. All the way home.
Like that.
On my iPhone.
That she was being tracked. Like a warning notification on her iPhone. Never seen it before.
No. And it never came up again.
I went out to the car and all. I was searching the car and she was looking under the car.
I was taking my clothes, my pockets, everything.
But
so weird.
It gives you... Sorry, that was a big crack of the knuckles there. And I'm not chewing out neither, by the way, whoever you are in the comments.
What?
Someone said we were chewing fucking sweets or something.
Oh, really?
In the comments.
Does it sound like that?
I think I was taking... You were drinking your coffee or something, was it? I've never had it like... maybe I've had a chewing gum before and like Owen and Stoller or something would say, spit that out like I'm in school. And I do. But it wouldn't be... It's pure rude, like, just recording a podcast and sucking a sweet. Like, there's no way, so shut your fucking mouth.
Oh.
What?
So were you ever tracked?
Yeah.
When?
By the CIA.
Why? What'd you do?
I had a load of bat bombs in a briefcase and they thought it was a bomb, but it was just a bat bomb.
You don't even have a bat, though, there.
I was selling them on the black market.
Wait, what in them that you can't sell normal?
Hash. There was hash inside them. No, I was never tracked before, but I remember being in America and getting alerts on my phone for missing people, and I got an awful fright.
Oh, yeah. I remember
your
you telling me
that. Your phone just buzzes. It makes this noise that,
thing,
that
though,
your
like,
phone had never made before.
How can you get a notification for an AirPod? I don't even own AirPods.
It's because we were stuck in traffic, and obviously this... person who had AirPods.
But we came to Blanche with me and came home from
wasn't
Blanche.
It wasn't in Blanche.
It did. Came home from Blanche and
Albert. Must have been in one of them cakes.
But it was following me from town.
There was some woman standing behind her as well and she just kept trying to skip the queue and stuff at the cake stand. And then she was like standing behind Amy like really close and staring at her pockets.
I'd take everything out of my pockets and all.
I was like,
start everybody empty our pockets. She's going to start putting her hands in.
It was so weird, like. And then we thought she was the one that put a tracker on her.
And then the woman in the cake shop was like, where's she going? I was like, I don't fucking know, but she's not going in front of me anyway. And she was like,
Amy was stood her ground, she did.
I wasn't letting anybody skip me taking the last cake.
So there must have been an AirPod in your coffee slice. Yeah, and then it's in your belly. And
they had a bit to eat that coffee slice.
I know, yeah, things gone off, grown legs and all. Going, pretty little baby. Nice though. Nothing like a bit of gone off cream in the morning.
Bit of sour cream.
Just a little bit.
Get you going. Get you going. Get the day stirring.
Like an Actimel. Nothing like a nice Actimel.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, we can press like a button to make the AirPods make a noise, I think.
Yeah, but it didn't work.
And we pressed that and I just couldn't find the AirPods, so I presume didn't follow us all that far, really, in the end.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Hmm. Be worse if it was an AirTag.
Why?
If I said an AirTag is following you, it was just in your exhaust or something.
Oh, God. Oh, here, listen, I would have been kidnapped by now. It's been a week.
Well, you know, you never know.
Stop saying things like that, Darren.
They were tracking Liam Neeson's daughter for months.
That's not real.
It is real. It's based on a real, real story.
Not even annoy me.
Well, it has happened before. Just that, like, I don't think it happened.
What would you do? You won't come save me.
Would you?
No, you wouldn't. You'd be like, ah, fuck it. Nothing I can do now.
I'd save you.
No, you wouldn't.
I have stealth.
You'd do a whole Liam Neeson on it, would you?
I have stealth training.
What would you say to them on the phone?
Say, I don't know who you are, but I'm going to find you and I'm going to fucking...
Thump the head off you.
Fuck.
Yeah, right. That'd never happen.
And then he go, good luck. So don't be getting smart now. Watch. Why didn't you say, Liam, my name's Liam.
Liam Malone.
Liam Malone. What do you call it? A fella from Dublin who was trying to break up fights. Liam Malone.
I gave you that joke and you kept
I got it on Google.
No, I told you. I says, use that one, it's gas. No, yeah, never use
I got it on
and
Google.
And you kept going, I got it for you.
I got it on Google and then I asked you what you think of that and you're like, yeah, it's a good one.
No.
So you, how did you get it? Explain to everyone.
Because I googled it and I says, would you not do that one? And you were like, oh my God. And I says, it's hilarious.
What do you call a fella from Dublin trying to break up a fight? Liam Malone.
Oh, we know the joke. I'm just saying where it came from.
Liam Malone.
I think you're taking credit for everything I do.
Shut up, you have took that thing up in 2 weeks.
What? That Gile?
Fourth arc joke.
Yeah, I have. It's only out of wash a cheeky.
You actually haven't worn that in a while. Fourth arc. Who owns fourth arc again?
Rosie Conley.
What if it's not? Hang on. We have to Google that. I'm just trying to see if we can get you some free tops.
Something will happen. All Amy, them gilets you've been wearing over all these years and not one gilet have you ever gotten?
And her husband down, Paul Quinn.
What?
Rosie Connolly Quinn, yeah. And her husband Paul Quinn.
Very good.
Paul Quinn, did he play for Ireland? I'm thinking of Niall Quinn.
I thought he was a TD. Paul Murphy, is it?
I don't know. There's loads of Pauls.
There's millions of Pauls, isn't there?
There's always a poster up with a Paul on it.
There actually is.
Vote for Paul or Willamy Hoop.
Yeah.
Or vote for no one.
Paul. There's always a Paul.
What?
Paul.
There's always a Paul, a baldy head.
Don't like
Paul.
That name, Paul.
There's always a Paul with a baldy head that looks about 16.
That has a big fucking.
That has a big baldy head.
What are them things called? Them mustaches that go around the square, just around your mouth.
A goatee.
Yeah.
Paul with the goatee. He's about 16. I'm fresh out of school. Not voting for you. No one's voting for you, Paul. Get the poster down.
Yeah.
But, do you know the most.
What? Can I say that again?
The most popular day of the week to get married is Friday.
Is it?
No, it's a Saturday.
How do you know?
Because I've done a survey.
Walk away.
In town, on the streets of town, and doing a
what day of the week did you do that?
Thursday.
Oh, we?
Thursday's the new Friday, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, yeah, the most popular day of the week to get married is on a Saturday, yeah?
Friday.
Bloody hell.
We got married on a Saturday.
We got married on a Saturday, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was 20 degrees. Remember?
Yeah, it was gorgeous this time last year.
It was lovely weather.
And it's freezing now. So cold.
I had the shorts out. The shorts are back.
Fuck's sake.
The shorts are back, Leanne.
Yeah.
Amy rolls her eyes up to the fucking roof when she sees me in shorts.
The thing, you literally are wearing them since, I don't know, I don't think you bought a new pair. It's the same rotation of shorts.
I like them.
I just wish you'd buy a new pair, like.
When we were shopping around, not that we did much of it, but was it cheaper to get married?
Yeah, it's cheaper to get married.
On a tourist day, was it?
A lot cheaper.
A lot?
Yeah.
I'd say it's a few grand cheaper, is it?
No, it's like half of it.
Fuck off, yeah, why didn't we just do that then?
Because I wasn't getting married of a Thursday.
People have to take time off work. They have to take Thursday and Friday off.
Yeah.
People are probably like, get up out of that, you cheapskate.
We're going to a wedding on a Thursday.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, it's a good thing. Good thing I have it on a Thursday. Yeah, I might as well. Yeah, half price.
Can you be swigging you?
You might as well, yeah. Dude. Just think of yourself and not everyone else who has to work. That's grand.
Says the one, you don't have to book days off. You don't know what that feels like.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
I do. I have to ring Go Loud and say, here, can I have a day off for a wedding? And then
you just hang around Go Loud for the sake of it.
You never know who you meet.
Yeah, I know.
Ardlo Hanlon was out there the other day.
Who's that?
Dougal, out of Father Ted. Couldn't believe it. I was going to go over and say hello, but probably would have fucking
boxed the head
boxed
off
the
you.
Head on me.
Because he doesn't know. Yeah. You think that they all know who you are?
No one knows who I am.
You do think
few
that
people,
they do.
They don't. I fell off big time. I used to be the goat.
You said you were mates with Jack Keane.
I was,
not
yeah.
once did
not
he say hello to you in here. Not once.
I'm not mates with him anymore.
Why?
Because he punched the head out of me.
Where?
Outside here on the balcony.
Why?
Because I wouldn't give him a fucking smoke.
Jack Keane doesn't smoke.
He does now.
So I'm ringing Rowan on.
Who?
Ronan Keane.
Oh, Ronan. I'm ringing Ronan. I'm ringing Ronan Keaton. I was like, who the fuck are you talking about? Ronan Keaton. It sounds like I'm saying Roland Keaton. Like, Roland.
Stop, because I wet myself.
Roland the summer. Ronan Keaton.
Like.
He said it as well. It's really out of nowhere.
Ronan.
Ronan Keaton.
My friend's brother was called Ronan years ago.
Yeah, Ronan.
No, Ronan. That's what
no,
he
that's only stupid people pronounce it Ronan.
Stop, I'm sweating.
Doesn't even sound like a real name if you keep saying it. Ronan. Roland the Aldrin.
Ronan. Ronan Keaton. He's going to come up here. He's going to thump the head off you for slagging his dad like that.
I don't give a shit. I don't care anymore.
You would if Jack Keaton's in front of you.
I'd just jock him.
Jock him, kick him.
No, I'd jock him. And say, ha. That's what you get for punching the head at me last week over a lighter.
I thought it was over a smoke.
Same thing. What am I talking about though? That just went a bit chaotic. Delete all that.
No, don't.
Delete the part that I'd say I'd jock him.
No, don't. Don't.
No. Imagine getting jocked at this age.
What would you do?
Oh, they get my shirt straight away. Fucking loose his arm.
They'd be hanging off your arse anyway.
If so I put my phone in my pocket, I'm almost jocking myself.
You walk around jocked all day.
Shuffling along. No, honestly, if I put anything heavy in my pocket like a phone, they're gone down
yes,
to,
we
my,
are,
down to my ankles.
Yes, you're going on as if like... You're like starved or something, like real skinny or not. Like,
I know, but
your clothes that fit you then. But you do, you go on as if you're like starving. You haven't been fed in yonks and you're losing all this weight. But pull up your trousers.
I haven't had anything to eat today.
Yeah, you have. Oh, you did. You had a hissy fit over frozen sprouts because you didn't
they're
like
disgusting.
Them.
Disgusting.
I don't know what you bought them for.
They're like. Oh.
What?
Tell me what the texture is. I can't even describe it when you bite into them. Mushy. No, it's mushy. Not. It's like.
Did you fry them or not?
Boiled them and fried them, put a load of seasoning on them. It's normally nice with the fresh ones. Did you know that though?
Yeah.
That Friday is the most popular day to get married.
Yeah, but Thursdays are cheap. Like, but it's usually anyway a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday that you get
Did
married.
Did my mate Graham not get married on a weekday?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was a Thursday.
Saved a few quid, didn't he?
Ring him and ask him.
No.
No, but yeah, it was like a Thursday, maybe.
I'm happy with the day we picked.
Yeah, same.
Because it was fantastic. The weather was great.
Did you miss it? Do you miss it?
Yeah.
You missed a wedding.
Yeah.
We miss it as well. It's kind of what made me so sad about it all.
Mm-hmm. Here.
Oh, sorry. What?
What tourist attractions do you think are overrated? Where, what have we seen?
That is overrated. The Guinness Storehouse. Robbery, that is. It is. You fucking pay a fortune for bleeding half a glass. That's for tourists, though.
It's for tourists.
Yeah, but we've done it and I just think it's just a robbery.
You didn't. We didn't do it.
We did do it.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and you put their face on the Guinness and all.
It's nice to stand up and drink in it, like, to look out.
Yeah, I like it up there. Up on the, what's it called? The Sphere?
Yeah.
Skybar? Oh, yeah. The Sphere? Yeah. I'm thinking of the Sphere in Vegas. That's overrated.
The Sphere? You were never in it.
Yeah, it's too dear. It's overrated.
Ah, no, I'd say that's worth it.
It's very expensive.
What?
The Sphere.
It all depends.
Oh, that's not overrated. Do you know what's overrated? That swing in Amsterdam.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fucking it is. That's fucking
silly, that is.
Scary. I wonder, did anybody ever die on that?
They did.
Did they?
I'm going to Google that.
I don't know what it's called, though.
Up.
How do you remember that?
Never forget it. Because I was grand on the thing.
No, you were actually grand on it.
Amsterdam upswing. So it's just like TripAdvisor reviews of it. Well, a red one. Bad experience on the swing. Went for a ride on the swing with a friend before it was our turn to go. We asked the guy working there if he could take photos and videos on our phone. Immediately, no. He would make sure to capture good pictures with his working phone, and the video would be recorded with a GoPro installed on the swing. The ride was over. We had an opportunity. I'm not reading it. Shite. What was I even thinking? It's just someone giving out about their experience with someone taking photos.
I thought it was overrated.
No, I don't think anyone died on it. But
I'd like overrated to do the ice cave over
I'd
there.
I'd say that's I feel like a lot of Amsterdam is just overrated.
It is. The Madame Tussauds was fucked shy when we went
oh
in.
Oh my God, it's terrible.
I was like, what is this? That was shy. Like, that actually turned me off any sort of thing again to kind of go to. Because I remember we were in LA and we were going to go to and we were like thinking of one in Amsterdam.
Probably would have been good there though.
Yeah, probably actually would have. It's expensive though.
Yeah. The Cliffs of Moher. Moher.
Never do.
Am I saying that wrong? Moher. 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 The Cliffs of Moher. I'm just going to say Moher. The Cliffs of Moher. And the Book of Kells and Temple Bar are the biggest letdowns when it comes to tourist attractions.
Yeah, it is.
In Ireland. I agree. I've never, I've only been to
Temple Bar, I'm saying.
And that's like a stone. No, like.
What is that?
Tourist attractions that are just like a stone.
What's the stone people are kissing and turning upside down?
What?
Yeah, they turn upside down, they stick their head out and kiss it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you know?
Stone.
What?
The Blarney Stone.
The Blarney, yeah, where's that?
Cork.
Yeah, no. That's just a load of me shy.
Aren't with stones and rocks as tourist attractions. Silly. Obviously it means something, but like it's still like drove all this way just to look at a rock.
Why?
Do you know what I mean? But Temple Bar is a dungeon.
It's just fucking robbery.
It's a pure dungeon. The Cliffs of Moher was mainly because of the fog and mist blocking the view while attending. I didn't know that. It's because it's up in the cliffs, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
So there's fog and other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get to see it. Here, I didn't know Kildare Village is a tourist attraction.
No, neither did I.
Did you know that? Fucking hell. Nothing in it.
You don't like it? You love going there.
I do like going, but every time I go, I never get one thing. I don't think I've ever bought anything out of the Kildare Village other than a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
The Guinness Storehouse is as well. So that's actually, what's the reviews like for the Guinness Storehouse? Poor? I think the Americans do love it. You've seen them going around with the bags and all.
Yeah, but that's what it's there for, I think.
G-Barb, let's get a Guinness magnet.
I'd love something to do. Like, do you know the way you're in on holidays?
Mm.
And you're like, oh, come on, we just go to, like, say Tenerife Laura Park, right?
That's good.
Yeah. So we go there and it's like, yeah, it's busy, but it's like normal busy. We go to the fucking zoo here on a sunny day. You're waiting hours and hours to get in. It's like there's nothing to do here.
It's never sunny here, so as soon as it's sunny, everyone's going to go to the zoo.
And the beaches are packed. It's like people just rise from the dead and come out of nowhere. Do you ever notice
I think Dublin Zoo is decent.
I like the zoo, but it's always packed.
Yeah. Stupid kids going to the zoo. Oh.
It's for kids.
It's not, it's for adults.
Oh, I do like the zoo. The zoo is nice, but it's just always so like packed.
What's that one? Dublinia.
It's like the history of like the Vikings in Dublin.
Oh, right. The Viking Splash Tour, is it like that?
I'd love to do that.
The Viking Splash Tour.
I'd love to do it. Looks deadly.
You wouldn't have any need to do that.
Why?
It's for the tourists. Brings you around town, place you've already seen.
Yeah, I know, and but I want to pretend I'm a Viking with the hat on, and then it goes into the Liffey, you know.
Doesn't, that's a myth.
Does it go into the Liffey?
Nah, it doesn't, don't mind it, Leanne.
Goes into the Liffey, Darren. No,
they haven't invented that yet.
I feel like the Liffey's just full of dead bodies, though.
There's at least one. Or two.
And dirt.
And trolleys.
Yeah. But it's like that
and
everywhere.
And cones.
Like, cones, yeah. There's always traffic a cone cones. And something like that, isn't there?
I'd say there's a few hidden treasures in it.
I'd never go swimming in it.
You don't? You can't?
No, I'm just saying, like, if you had to go down under to look for the treasure, I wouldn't. I'd refuse. Let the Liffey keep it because I'm not going in there.
Come out like the Hulk.
Yeah. We brought the dogs to Donna Bay Beach the other day.
Yesterday, Amy.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah.
Poor Frank wasn't well, wasn't he?
Yes, trots. It's hard to clean that up. Like, you're supposed to pick your dog poo up, obviously, but, like, when it's...
Like, water, how can you?
Don't be describing it.
I'm just saying, like... Darren said we have to start carrying around a bag of sand. To clean it all up.
If your dog has the trots, you have to bring a bag of sand with you to clean it.
Get it up, like.
Did you know that? And if you don't, you get nicked.
No, you don't, because you didn't have a bag of sand yesterday and you were smeared not all over the place.
Oh, no, there was sand on the beach.
He didn't go on the beach. He went on the path.
Sand everywhere. It was on the path as well. There was ground sand everywhere. That's why I didn't bring a sand bag with me.
They had a great time, don't they?
What kind of fine do you get for not picking up dog poo anyway?
100 or 150 or something. And you know you're meant to have a dog licence.
Are you?
Yeah.
In Ireland, failing to clean up dog waste in public places is an offence under the Litter Pollution Act 1997-2003, resulting in an on-the-spot fine of 150. Unpaid fines can lead to prosecution in the district court. What are you in for?
Yeah, but
didn't pick me dog shite up. What are you in for? Don't know.
But, like, how are they going to get your name and address?
Don't know. Unpaid fines like, can lead to prosecution in the district court with potential penalties reaching up to 4,000. Dog waste must be disposed of in a litter bin. Who's giving you 150 fines?
The dog licence man.
Never seen him.
Yeah, but, like...
I've never
left dog poo there, though. Ever. I wouldn't either.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. Never did. Leaving it in the middle of a path for somebody. The only time I left poo there was when we brought Frank to the vets. I remember when you lifted him up and poo fell out of his bum. And it was a tiny ball and we didn't know and your mum walked through it. And I remember you screaming on, how the fuck did show you at the door? And I was like, oh my God, I think that fell out of Frank's bum.
It mightn't have.
It did.
I don't think
it did. Because I remember seeing something.
You could hear
and
it.
I was like,
it was tiny.
That?
It just felt like that. I don't know, like. tried to bang something. There was nothing there.
A little knock on the floor, like.
But, yeah, I've never seen, like.
Scared, like.
Like, who? I want to fucking ask who that is.
Who? What? Ask who what?
Who the person is that? What did you say it was? Who?
I think it's the dog license, man.
Litter wardens. Yeah, it's litter wardens. Like, you know.
I've never seen them.
If you throw gum on the ground, if you throw wrappers and copy.
But you
cups.
Have to pick up the dog poo.
Obviously.
But, like, then again, right?
But years ago you didn't you?
No, and you don't see white dog poo anymore. Do you ever notice that?
You do, yeah.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
You don't because...
Years ago you'd see white dog poo. You don't see it anymore.
I know. It's weird. But, I just don't see how you're ever going to see, like...
Like, but if he pulled you, right, and says, you didn't pick up the dog
poo. Pick up that poo. I'd say that, I don't have a dog.
No, but like, if you're walking the dog.
I'm like, it's not mine.
But how are they going to give you a fine if they don't know your name, don't know your address? Like, what if you gave a fake name and address and all that?
I gave a fake name to the guards when I was a kid.
So did I.
And they knocked at his door.
Did they?
Yeah. And they were like, your son was caught with loads of drugs. No, your son was through some stone. Or it was something stupid, like, you know.
And he knocked at the door.
They knocked at his door. And then they were like, it wasn't my son, like. And then they described what I looked like. And the guards said he was, like, fat young fella. And straight away they were like, that was Darren. And then I just denied it. So if you're listening to this, sorry, he knows now. He's not listening.
I don't know what your rat's been telling me there.
Don't know.
I just think that the dog wardens, well, not the dog wardens, the litter wardens, whatever they are, never actually seen them.
Oh, they're out there. They're in bushes and all.
Stop.
Yeah. Hiding out your back garden.
I just don't know why people don't pick up their dog poo anyway.
What if you didn't pick your dog poo up in your back garden?
That's your own problem.
No, they jump over the wall.
No, fuck off.
Did they jump off the wall with a whistle?
They don't, Darren.
They're like, yeah, pick that up. You're getting a fine.
No, they don't.
Get out of my back garden now.
I just don't understand, though. Like, I just... Mind-blowing that not cleaning up after your animal, like.
Oh, yeah, I always see people not picking up dog poo.
Imagine just walking away, man.
I do see it all the time.
Oh, no, you couldn't walk away, man. Fucking hell.
You just look and then they look around and walk off.
Stop.
We do some listener questions now. Shout out to Bebop there. Yeah, Vinny, that's what Vinny asked. Could you shout out to Beeb?
Who?
Bebop.
Bebop.
Yeah, shout out there. Yeah.
Bebo.
Let's get a real one now. This is the one that I've been waiting to read. You ready?
Yeah.
Who would win in a fight? Action Man or Ken? Action Man would dig him around.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he's built for. That's what he's known for, is having a scrap. Ken is just known for...
But then again, Action Man isn't that reliable.
What are you on about?
He broke into millions of pieces when he hit off your back.
We're talking about the...
Yeah, but I'm just saying...
If he was real, like... If he was a real man, he'd dig the head off Ken.
But then again, he's probably... The bigger the air, the harder he fall.
Who said that once before?
Me.
Pitbull.
Did he? Oh, yeah.
Was it Pitbull?
He did, yeah.
The bigger the air, the harder you fall. Yeah. Is that him?
Yeah.
He's on a few election posters as well.
Pitbull, yeah, he is, actually.
I'd say Action Man. Ken wouldn't stand a chance.
Nothing.
He'd be just like, I'm just Ken. Ken. Ken.
With his jumper around his shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he never done an Action Man film. Like a live action. But
who would you think could play him, though? I already know.
Probably Barty Keoghan or something.
No, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No,
he would.
He's retired. Nah, he would have, yeah.
Come back.
Someone like him or...
The Rock or something.
Yeah. But there wouldn't be an audience for it.
The hard muscles.
What?
The only way their arms look real hard and sore from the muscles.
Yeah. It's called steroids.
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah, well, Hulk Hogan had them. What happened to him?
He was on there for years.
Yeah.
Do you want another question?
Yeah.
What's one TV or series you would love to watch for the first time again? Breaking Bad.
Yeah, Breaking Bad or Power. Love to watch Power.
Power fell off a cliff.
Oh, Power's brilliant.
Angela.
Or Queen of the South.
Angela. Queen of the South.
Yeah. Shy. And Desperate Housewives.
Shy.
Back watching that again. I forgot it all anyway.
Mick also said, what's your favourite barbecue food?
Barbecue food? A burger. Just a beef burger.
Yeah, they're not bad. I'd say...
You love the chicken.
The chicken, yeah, the wings and that. Thanks, Mick.
Mick.
Thanks for that, Mick. If you have any questions, send them into the comments at goloudnow.com.
Stories or anything that you want to talk about.
And I'll get back to you in no
due
time.
In due time.
No, in no time. As soon as you send it, I'll get back to you. We leave it there anyway, and
we'll see you all next week. Enjoy this lovely Tuesday.
Yeah.
Predicting good weather.
Ah?
I'm predicting good weather.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably lashing out. See ya.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.